Well, John, Niamh Connell, last year's beaten finalists and Guidoir in the final. Guidoir highly fancied, but that's not actually how you see it.
No, Tom, you know, I know most of the pundits are tipping Guidoir, and I suppose you can't blame them for that. They're the farm team in Donegal this year. We know they've already won the league. They came out of the so-called group of death unbeaten. Great displays in the quarterfinal and semi-final, you know, maybe against supposedly weaker teams, but still very impressive that big score line against Bundoran, and then they were very clinical against McCools and O'Donnell Park. So, you know, Guidoir probably go into it rightfully as favourites and a strong team, and, you know, with youth and experience and all them cliches for Guidoir. But, you know, Tom, at the end of the day, for me, Glenties are a very experienced team. They've been in the county finals this last 5 or 6 years. They've won them, they've lost them, but, you know, very experienced team. Plenty of good footballers, and, you know, they were beaten last year by a very good Kilcare team. I know it was a drab final on a bad day and maybe very defensive, but, you know, Niamh Connell are a very experienced team, Tom, and they're going to be no pushover on Sunday.
Who are the key men for them?
For me, you know, Leo was always a big player.
Leo
McLoone, you know, he's their captain. I don't know if he's the captain, sorry, but, you know, he's the real leader for them. Anthony Thompson, obviously, as well, but Leo's a massive player, you know. Not very spectacular at times, but can drive forward and win frees and break the tackle and set up, you know, scores for the other players. Anthony Thompson, obviously, you know, very experienced player and another driving force for Niamh Connell. People will question, you know, maybe Niamh Connell's firepower up front, that they mightn't have that many clinical forwards that are, you know, going to pose that kind of threat, where they're going to get enough scores to beat this Guidoir team. But, you know, Brick Maloney's day is very good. Kieran Thompson, you know, very good. You know, Brendan McDowell and these boys on the bench, John O'Malley experience. So, you know, Glenties have plenty of key players. But for me, Tom, you know, it's going to come down to Leo McLoone and Anthony Thompson to drive them forward. The county final's a different day, and especially for a club that hasn't been in it for a while. And we know that, you know, Guidoir haven't been in it since 2006. That's 12 years, a long time for a proud club like Guidoir. And a lot, you know, most of their team haven't been there. It's different from a minor final, Tom. It's different from playing in an after minor final or a under 21 for the county, or, you know, or even playing officer championship for the county, because it brings out something special, Tom. You know, Guidoir's full of colour this week. The whole parish is talking about it. If Donegal are in an officer final, not everyone in Guidoir's too worried about it, you know, but when Guidoir in the county final, Tom, everyone's talking about it. The schools will have colours out, the cars will be painted, everywhere's got lampposts are full of green and white flags. And it's the thing about, as I always say, you know, it's the Uncle Johnny's coming back from Scotland or London, and someone might come back from New York or somewhere, and all that hype builds up on a club, and such is coming home, and he's coming back, and he hasn't been home, and, you know, we haven't won it for so long, and all this talk goes on in the club, Tom, in a small place, in a small parish, and everyone is buying into it, and everyone's talking about it.
The occasion is forgotten, the game.
The game can be forgotten about, and people get carried away with gear and walking behind bands, and it's a big, big day, Tom, and you can't get away from that, and we said it 2 years ago about Kilcare, you know, it was there. They hadn't been in the final for a long time. It was that team, and, you know, maybe they got slightly caught in the headlights by Glenn Swilly, you know. So it's a massive, massive day. You can't get away from it. You know, free takers, the pressure's going to be on them taking frees, ones that they would normally put over. You can see them missing them in a county final. And, you know, when it gets down, when it goes down the stretch, Tom, and every ball's vital, and the roar goes up in Balbuffet if a turnover happens or someone gets a point, you know, it's massive pressure on a team, you know. So that there, you know, it's a big advantage that Glenties have for me, is that wee bit of experience of county final day. Now, listen, Guidoir could go out and shoot out the lights and blow them apart and not let the occasion get to them, but, that, you know, but county final's a big, big day, and it brings a lot of pressure.